Hi, Sycamore fans. It's time for the official podcast of Indiana State Athletics, Sycamore Sit Down, presented by Team Green Law. Weekly, we will be sitting down with coaches, student athletes, and staff members throughout the season discussing their backgrounds, current events, and more in the Indiana State athletic world. Remember to follow along with all things Sycamores on our website, gosycamores.com. Now grab a seat and relax. Here's this week's edition of Sycamore Sit Down, presented by Team Green Law.
Welcome back to another edition of the Sycamore Sit Down, presented by Team Green Law. I'm Senior Associate Athletic Director Seth Montgomery, joined here today by two special guests, Dr. Lakai Enterline from Union Health Sports Medicine, and our Athletic Director Nathan Christensen. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, Seth.
Absolutely, appreciate it.
Well, we are here talking about the recent announcement with the partnership between Union Health and Indiana State. So I'm honestly going to turn it over to both of you to talk about just the first parts. How did this come about? How did you identify this need? What was the conversations that started this whole agreement?
Yeah, and I can go first, Dr. Enterline. You know, from my standpoint, kind of dates back all really a year ago. You know, when I first came to campus, having conversations with President Goddard and honestly Andrea Angel as well in the advancement office, just looking at ways how do we get Union Health more involved, the institution. You know, we're blocks apart, or they're our next door neighbor. How can we continue to do what's best not only for Indiana State University but the community at large? So obviously we went into a large marketing partnership with them, but then from there, honestly, conversations continue to grow with Steve Holman and Jim Schrader, and then obviously when Dr. Enterline moved to town, conversations continue to happen just because obviously his background and what he believes in terms of what's the best approach for our student athletes. But it's been really, really healthy conversations. I'm excited about the future for multiple reasons in terms of what Union Health does, not only for our community, but what they're doing, what they want to continue to do for Indiana State University, our community, our student athletes. And obviously, how can we continue to grow the athletic facilities here in this community? And we've had some really good conversations about how can we look at growing that piece of the pie. Because for both Union Health and Indiana State, it's going to take all of us to make this place successful. And they just have I really appreciate Dr. Nerline's vision. I appreciate Steve Holman's vision about what they want to do, not only for Indiana State University, but the city of Terre Haute and this region.
Heard about it from Nathan's side, and let's hear about it from your side. I mean, just talk about the partnership from Union Health and from your perspective.
Yeah, that's a great intro. I would say on Union side, it probably actually started even way before a year ago. Me personally, looking back as I was in residency, so that was a few years ago now. Probably back even 5 years ago, I started having discussions with Jim Schrader about what the orthopedic market, what sports medicine looks like in Terre Haute. My wife being from here, we really wanted to end up here. She really wanted to be here badly. So we started looking at that as an option. And at the time, that was the glaring problem. There was no relationship with Indiana State, the big college in town. And asking Jim about that, it really was a matter of resources at the time. We didn't have a fully built out sports medicine team. We had sports medicine surgeons, and we had a couple primary care sports medicine physicians, but you need a lot of resources to take care of a school the size. So fast forward a couple years, we had that great basketball season just a few seasons back, and I was still in communication with Jim, and I kind of said what everybody was saying is like, this is great, but what about next year? We're gonna lose all these players and coaches, and because of the climate of college athletics today being heavily dependent on the financial side of things. And that, following that season and what happened with the success and then losing a lot of players and then the new administration here, again, following up with the branding deal, which kind of opened the door for further discussions on the bigger sports medicine piece, it was really just all those things coming together. But from Union's side, I think it was on our mind and on their mind before I was even a part of Union for several years now. So once we got to the point of branding on the Holman Center, which has been a historic thing, never been done before, we really had to look seriously then about what would it take to support this university and the athletic department. And with my background, I had a pretty good idea about, you know, number of physicians, number of surgeons, having access to every subspecialty. So we started to try to build that team out, and we hired two new primary care sports medicine physicians. A third will be starting, actually has started just recently this month. And then myself being the third orthopedic surgeon sports trained. So it was kind of having the vision, which started a long time ago, and then assembling the team to do it and the resources, which has all come together in the last year.
Talking just about the last year and then looking ahead with this partnership, I mean, what's changed? What's the difference now that this agreement has been announced? I've heard from some of the athletic trainers the convenience, you guys are able to be around a little bit more, there's a quicker turnaround, but what really has changed? What's the difference with Union Health coming on board with?
Yeah, so, you know, from our perspective, and, you know, starting back when we started this discussion, it's hard to improve on level of care and, you know, quality of care.
Yeah.
Because you guys were already partnered with a great group, but what we could provide was better access to that care. Being right here, it's literally 3 minutes away from the hospital and from our offices. So, you know, instead of an athlete having to wait an entire week to be seen or take a trip over to Indianapolis, it allows those midweek visits. If a player gets hurt at practice, they could be seen the same day. Certainly on, you know, weekend trips, if they need to be seen to be cleared before going out of town, they can be seen on Friday. So those things will be kind of the obvious advantage. Our goal is to provide the same level of care that was given previously when it comes to the quality of care. But the bigger advantage, I think, which is probably outside of the scope for the public and most people, is the partnership and what that means to growing, you know, Indiana State, growing Union Health, and then bringing in other partners from the community. And that's kind of what we're most excited about. Aside from the athletic partnership, it's, you know, all the future things that are possible with these two partners coming together.
And I would just add too, especially from the, you know, from the convenience side, our student athletes, their schedules are crazy. You know, they're students first, athletes second, but they're going to class and they have practice. So for us, you know, we took a really hard look at that in terms of the travel time, but also the travel time for athletic trainers, because it's a grueling job for them. They're at all the practices, they're traveling, they're taking care of all these student athletes. So for us, having that convenience, being just blocks away from Union Health, but also for our standpoint, just the vision that Dr. Interline, and then obviously the help that Dr. McDonald, you know, Dr. McDonald's been our medicine side of things for quite a while from Union. But having the orthopedic side with Dr. Interline, and that was a huge piece of it, well, in terms of what his approach to this process. So I have a ton of belief into this, what they're trying to build here, and obviously the people that are here as well.
You've already mentioned a couple of the doctors, and I know Nathan's mentioned them, but why don't you just tell us about them? I mean,
sure.
Who all is over there with Union Health Sports Medicine? What's the group like? And
yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, so our core team of the physicians, starting with medical director Andrew McDonald, he's been here for several years, was a huge strength for us in, you know, putting together this proposal, because, you know, there wasn't a ton of weaknesses in the system. There were, you know, very few, in fact, but the convenience and a few of the smaller things that we knew we could improve on right away. Andy was very transparent through the whole process, you know, albeit he was in a little bit of a tough position, being currently employed and having worked with this other group and having a great relationship with them. But he was very good because he knew, you know, with the direction that sports medicine has gone, that partnerships are often needed, and not only with providing the on-field coverage, but also the financial support and being a good financial partner. So Andy was a great resource coming in, and he knows the system, he knows how things have worked, and that's been our goal, is to not reinvent the wheel. If it's not broke, we're not trying to do it differently. We're trying to just do what's been done to make it easier on the staff here. But Andy's pediatrics trained, but sports medicine fellowship. So he also works extensively with the primary care residency at Union, so he's you know, up to date on everything, the most current as possible as you would want in a medical director. Dr. Caleb Unger, primary care sports medicine, actually did his residency training here at Union, and then his fellowship in sports medicine at Louisville. So he's been a great addition. He started a little over a year ago with Union, and has, you know, from the start, he started working with covering sports at Indiana State, as, you know, the medical side, the medical staff was heavily involved with covering some of the other sports, you know, outside of football and basketball. There was coverage among some of the other sports. So he was involved from the start, and Dr. Pickerel as well. Dr. Pickerel's got a strong history here in Terre Haute. He is primary care sports medicine as well. He was also the medical director for convenient care for several years and helped really launch the convenient care here in Terre Haute. He's since stepped back from that role and has gone full-time for sports medicine, which I think will be a good decision for him, because I think he will be getting busier with this new partnership. So that's our primary team of the docs, and then myself with being the lead ortho for the group covering Indiana State. But outside of that, we've got you know, the rest of the group at Bone and Joint, Stephen Fern, general orthopedics, does a lot of trauma, does a lot of joint replacements. Dr. Sammy Jafar, same thing. He's kind of a general orthopedist, does some sports medicine, some trauma, does a lot of joint replacements. Dr. Jeremiah Palmer, he's sports medicine fellowship trained, basically pretty similar practice to what I have, also does some trauma. We all do a little bit of trauma here and there, taking call. And Dr. Samir Bavishi, so that's the core team. He's also fellowship trained in sports medicine and orthopedics. So that's the core team that, you know, most of the athletes will end up seeing. Hopefully most of it can be taken care of by myself in sports medicine when needed, but we've got a full team that does trauma if and when needed, that are available. Outside of that, we have podiatrists. We have three podiatrists. We have three hand surgeons that are also on board and helping out with this coverage. And then we've got physical therapy as well. So it's kind of the full gamut, everything sports medicine there. Obviously, we've got the athletic training staff here. It's kind of the bridge between the two, at least currently, the way it's set up.
Just, you don't... you're not able to provide the coverage, you're not able to provide the care without that relationship that you build with that athletic training staff, because they also have that relationship with the athletes. What's it been like from your perspective just working with the athletic training staff? How's this partnership helping that relationship continue to develop and grow as you move forward?
Absolutely. So that's a critical component of sports medicine at any level, is the athletic trainer relationship with the surgeon. Because, you know, for instance, in the community setting, where there's not daily interaction, you know, we have trainers that are at these high schools, you know, at every outreach of our catchment area. They might, if you don't take the initiative to be at those games and make those connections with them, they may not even know who the surgeons are, right? If they don't have to work with you, if they don't have to send kids up there for surgery, you know, there's enough schools that we cover that they might not even know who the surgeons are until they need them. So, you know, having those relationships and establishing those relationships early, to where they have comfort in sending patients your way and trust that you're going to, you know, treat them appropriately is critical, because they can give instruction to that student athlete to go wherever they want. So that's a critical piece, even at the high school level, but at the college level even more. I mean, we talk with the trainers almost daily. I mean, some of them it is every day. We're communicating about players that have already been seen or ones that need to be seen. And I think early on, there's a period where we're still going through where the trainers are trying to learn what our preferences are going to be and how we treat common things like ankle sprains and some of the more common things that they're seeing. So there's a lot more of that communication happening now. Eventually you get to a point where everybody kind of is on the same page and you understand, you know, what your team physician is likely going to do, where you can start some of that treatment ahead of time. But so far things have been going well. Of course, there's going to be bumps in the road as we navigate, you know, trying to get to know each other and all of that. But so far, all the training staff here has been great to work with.
You go through those bumps and bruises as you get through that first year, but I've noticed the athletic trainers are talking to the doctors as they come, as they interact with them, game day, practices, that type of thing. As you go through this first year, this partnership, what are some of those goals? What are some of those things that you'd like to accomplish with the athletic trainers, with the student athletes as we go through and develop this?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is just building and establishing that trust. Like, they've got to be able to trust the care that they're getting is the best care that can be given, right? You want to establish that early, but also, you know, have a very high level of communication to where, you know, in sports medicine, you know, and even athletics in general, as you two know, your phones are always ringing. You almost always are available. You have to be. And short of that, you know, week that you might get a vacation time, you're always on call. And that's the approach that we take, you know, where we're taking a trauma call maybe once a week or 1 week in the month. You always have to be available to the training staff. So having that high level of trust, high level of communication, those are critical things to establish early. And then I think just getting to where we've gotten through any, you know, bumps in the road, to where we kind of get to a point where we're operating smoothly and, you know, all pistons are firing. That's our goal within this first 6 months even. You know, I really hope it doesn't take a year to get to that point. I think we'll achieve that a lot earlier than a year. Mm-hmm.
And you go through all this, and you just mentioned, I mean, feel like you're always on call, feel like everything going on. I'm going to go a little bit more on the personal side. What do you do when you're not going through all this, or when you're not going through the sports medicine? Just, you talked about your team, now we're going to talk about you.
Yeah.
What do you do during your downtime? What kind of drives you and keeps you fresh for when something happens?
Yeah, so I've got a family, a wife, two kids. My wife from Terre Haute, she's a kindergarten teacher here in town. And my two kids are at Dixie B. One just started kindergarten, one started second grade. So we're really in the heat of it with all the activities. As I know both of you are, you've got stuff multiple times a week. You know, we've got baseball and basketball and gymnastics and cheerleading and all of the things that they're doing that they keep us busy. And golf, that's our latest that they've gotten into. So.
Okay.
I like to golf, so, you know, we do spend time doing that when we can. But really, just when we do have time, just trying to do stuff with the family, whether that's scheduled activities and practices and games that they've got, or just spending time by the pool.
Nathan, I mean, just about the partnership, we've already talked a little bit about it, but just how much does it mean for the athletic department that we've got this going on, that we're able to have this connection with Union Health Sports Medicine?
Yeah, I think, you know, from my number one priority has always been, what are we going to do each and every day to make sure our student athletes are set up for success, obviously in athletics, in competition, but also in life. And I didn't want to lose sight of that. You know, that has to be our primary focus, is our student athletes. And I think what Union Health brings to the table, it's not about them. It's about how can we benefit the institution, but how can we also benefit the community? And I really appreciate that approach, because it's all we want everyone to be healthier. Obviously, we hope that not all of our student athletes get to know Dr. Innerline on a personal basis. That means we got a lot of issues, but just their approach and the way they're going to handle things. There's so much potential here in terms of what this partnership will do, not only for both of us, but also the community. And I think also too, it's just like for us in terms of Indiana State Athletics, is we in the university is we want to continue to grow on enrollment. You know, that's obviously been a primary focus for President Goddard, is to get over 10,000 students. Well, I think this is just the early stages of what this partnership can be. Yeah, we're having conversations about an athletic facility master plan, but also, too, there's an academic component here, too, potentially down the road. It's how can we look to really continue to grow our athletic training program that may Union Health could benefit from, but also benefit because we have attracting more students to come to Indiana State. So there's so much more possibilities with nursing and other medical areas within our university. So we look at it as a complete umbrella approach, or how can we service this entire institution to not only benefit athletics, but enrollment and Union Health in our community. So I'm really excited. I think this has been, it's been a lot of work, but it's, you know, even from our general counsel to their general counsel, it's been a great approach, and they're, and we are all doing things the right way, and we all want best for our student athletes and how we're going to care for them on a daily basis.
You mentioned the daily basis going on, that the day-to-day with the interaction between Union Health Sports Medicine, the athletic trainers, and the athletes. What's that like? What's the typical day-to-day interaction? I know that, I think the team doctors come by a couple times a week, but what's it like just having that, or what is the day-to-day schedule?
Yeah, so we're still, it's still evolving on what it's going to end up at, but currently we do have at least two training room visits per week, one by myself, one by the primary care team, one of the primary care in the clinic at least once a week. So currently it's me on Mondays. It's nice to be in on Mondays so that, you know, over the weekend, if there's injuries, you know, Saturday games somewhere, those athletes can get seen right away. And then the primary care later in the week, as a second checkpoint that we're going to have services here on campus. And that allows us to somewhat triage patients and the athletes to see who would be more appropriate for them to see. Because within our team, we all have teams that we primarily work with. So I will primarily be working with baseball basketball and football, and then, you know, kind of providing the orthopedic services across the board, where, you know, everyone else on the team has a specific team that they're covering in addition to the general training room. So that's the kind of structure, and that allows, it will allow, you know, communication to be more concise between a trainer on team A with the physician that takes care of them primarily, because, you know, what we've kind of identified early is that it's nice to have the extra resources with the extra physicians, but that's more communication that's required. So trying to streamline that process, but our goal is to have at least two opportunities on campus per week. Mm-hmm. And then with our office being so close, it makes it pretty convenient for players to come over when needed in between those visits.
There is a travel component as well, so you will be on the road with some teams. What's it going to be like? I mean, it's a comfort for parents knowing that there will be people that will be on the road with teams that will be able to see the student athletes as it goes. But what's the travel going to be like for you? What's going to be your role as you go with the teams moving forward?
Yeah, so the primary coverage for road travel is football. And one of the things that was a change, and I think an improvement, is that we'll have both primary care and orthopedics on the road with football. Where we historically had both available for home games, having both on the road is a critical improvement. You know, I'm not much use when it comes to medical needs for certain things. I mean, beyond, you know, common colds and things like that, true medical urgencies or emergencies, having Dr. Unger or Dr. McDonald there is going to be a huge benefit to have them on the road. But, you know, that's all part of it for us. When you decide you want to go into sports medicine, I mean, the coverage and the lifestyle of the amount of time that you're investing outside of the office is much greater than a joint replacement surgeon, for example, where, you know, you do your surgeries, you see your clinic, you go home. There's not that outreach component of covering Friday night high school football games and all the things that, you know, come with going into sports medicine. So, you know, it's an exciting piece for us. It's my favorite part of my job, is being able to go and cover sports. And, you know, it is a grind when you get into the season and, you know, you're covering games every other night and that kind of thing. But with the team we've built, we've done it in a way that hopefully we won't be overloading any one person, and everybody shares the load. And our team's even expanding now. So again, we hired a new primary care sports medicine, Dr. Sukar, and we've got Dr. Palmer and Dr. Bavishi available, so that, you know, if one of us can't make a game, we've got backup coverage. So that's, I think the team component really helps to offload some of that stress that comes with the travel and all the coverage.
as sports always been a passion of yours. I mean, I can just see it coming across the table, but it's something that you definitely enjoy.
It is. I grew up an athlete, and both my sisters were athletes, and they were better athletes than I was. They both played at IU, both scholarship athletes for women's basketball, and my younger sister actually tore her ACL while playing basketball at IU, and then when she recovered, she walked on the volleyball team and started as a hitter for the volleyball team. So, they were very good athletes, and, you know, I think their experience, and they both had injuries, and I thankfully never did, but, you know, it's kind of cliche to say, oh, I had this personal injury experience, or, you know, my sister's experience led me to orthopedics. It wasn't necessarily that. I knew I wanted to be involved with athletics in some way. I thought I wanted to do healthcare in some way, but, you know, it wasn't a thing where when I was a kid, I knew I wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon. It really just developed out of, exposures I had through my sisters and seeing, you know, them at the highest level in college sports. One door opened after another to allow, you know, the opportunity for orthopedics. And then, you know, kind of looking at those fields, then at that point, it was an obvious choice for me, wanting to work with the athletes.
Long term, I mean, Nathan's already touched on a little bit from the university perspective, and I'll let you talk a little bit about it again. But long term, this partnership, it continues to grow, continues to thrive. Where do you see it going? Like, what's the ultimate, or where do you see this resulting as it moves through the years?
Sure, I'll give, you know, my vision. I think our visions hopefully aren't too far off. We've had some futuristic discussions, but I think the facilities master plan is a cornerstone for both the university and for Union Health. We personally really want to build a sports medicine facility that can service not only Indiana State, but the community at large. Those kind of facilities are in every major city. There's nothing like that here. And that would house all of sports medicine, but also sports performance and fitness access for the community, all those things, and even more. And what I really see the potential with that doing is really bringing together even within the university. So there's kind of historically been this divide between athletics and some of the other, you know, the business school and, you know, this and that, and the School of Health and Human Services is the one that we're most closely related with. We've for a long time taken nursing students to do rotations, but I think that's where we can really integrate all of those students and all of those subspecialties: athletic training, physical therapy, dietitian, massage therapy, all of those subspecialties in the healthcare field, working in, you know, conjunction with our professionals through Union Health to provide services not only for the athletes but for the community.
And I think from the university standpoint, and certainly athletics, is if you look at our facilities, you know, Holman Center is beautiful, Bob Warren Field's an awesome baseball setup. You know, we need to look at what the future is with our other facilities, and that's why the conversations have been so positive with, all right, how can we benefit? Again, obviously, for my world is Indiana State University, Sycamore Athletics, but also how can this benefit the local high schools, folks that are going, if for those folks that play pickleball, how can this come down to downtown and have access to all these different opportunities with Union Health, but also with Indiana State University. So getting more people within our campus footprint, within downtown. So there's a lot of potential here that I'm excited about, because if you look at, to Lakai's point earlier, every major city has these, and we shouldn't be sending our folks to, I love Indianapolis, but like, how can we keep our folks here locally? And we have great professionals here in town, but also just the a great place where people can live here, they can have a great time here, they have access to all the things they need, and they don't need to leave Terre Haute unless they're going on vacation. So it's just one of those things where I look at this as a whole package, but also if having this type of facility, it's going to attract student athletes as well, right? When they're looking to come to here on their recruiting visits, they want to look at facilities, and they want to look at the historic success of the program. If we can be successful and we have great facilities, we're going to continue that trend. And what's the next 30 to 40, 50 years look like for Indiana State? And that's a part of this process.
Well, something tells me this will not be the only time that I have you two on this on the Sycamore Sit Down. I have a feeling we'll have several more as potentially either the year goes on or as the years go on with this partnership. But thank you both for taking the time to sit down and just discuss it.
Yeah, thanks, Seth. Yeah, appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity. Happy to come back whenever.
Yeah, this has been Sycamore Sit Down presented by Team Greenlaw. We'll be back again next time.